The greatest danger of sin is not that it embarrasses you. It's that it wants to rule you. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. There's a reason Scripture uses such strong language when speaking about sin. Paul doesn't describe it as a personality flaw or an unfortunate habit. He portrays sin as a reigning power that seeks dominion over human lives. And that perspective exposes one of Satan's oldest strategies. He convinces us that sin is small enough to manage. We tell ourselves that we can flirt with temptation without being captured by it. We assume we can entertain bitterness without becoming bitter people. We can indulge lust without becoming enslaved or nurture pride without allowing it to reshape our hearts. But Paul says otherwise. Sin always seeks the throne. And that's why believers must learn to recognize temptation long before it becomes action. Every sinful thought entertained, every compromise justified, every unchecked affection is part of a larger battle for worship. Something will reign in your heart. Either Christ will occupy that throne or something else eventually will. The encouraging news is that believers are not left to fight alone. The same Holy Spirit who united us to Christ now empowers us to resist sin's domination. The battle is real, but so is the grace that strengthens us. So victory rarely comes through dramatic moments. More often, it comes through thousands of daily decisions to believe God's word, confess sin quickly, depend upon the Spirit, and treasure Christ above every competing affection. The throne of your heart was made for only one King. So what temptation have you been treating lightly that needs to be brought before Christ today? Pray this prayer with me. Holy Spirit, expose every area where sin is seeking to reign and teach me to joyfully submit to Christ alone. Here are two peoples that you can pray for today. Sam and Suzanne Jordan and their family are missionaries in Jordan. And also the Somani LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Bolivia.